Welcome to this Nederland Community Library podcast of one of our popular Songs from the Stacks recordings.
Hey, welcome again to another edition of Songs from the Stacks here at the Nederland Community Library through an award from the Colorado Association of Libraries. We're able to do these mini concert series. We'd like to thank Michael Sivkovich and Alexa Greer for beginning this whole production, and we're hopefully going to continue it again through this winter. We usually do these recordings once a month on the first Thursday of every month. This week we are really excited to have a local songwriter from Boulder, Colorado, Boulder native. In fact, we just found out as we got ready for this that Derek Dames Ohl was a good friend and classmate of my oldest son, Peter Stones, in middle school and high school. I'm Eric Richard Stone. I'm your host, and again, we are really excited to have Derek Dames Ohl join us in the Nederland Community Library.
Thanks for having me.
She had sleek blonde hair, drove a Cadillac, and she made all her money as an acrobat. Wasn't 2 days or three before she sat in my lap, and she asked about my salary and started to laugh. Well, I tried to feel sorry, but she had picked me. In the right light I shine, in the rest I look mean. When I wish you just left me on Sugarloaf Hill, where the birds sang my chorus and the wind kept me still. Ain't sad enough to cry, just a chuckling grin over love lost or not, or that old saying. Of the clock till we're alone and blue. The way you laugh at my sorrows and you poke at my heart and you curse me to hell when the car don't start. And I wish you the best in your loving and fame, not tapping my toes just to hear the same. With my head faced towards the Lord, won't you give me a sign? 'Cause I'm getting too old for this old waste of time. Well, I'm getting get me on Sugarloaf Hill, where the birds sing my chorus and the wind kept me still. Ain't sad enough to cry, just a chuckling grin over love lost or not, or that old setting.
Sugarloaf.
Yeah. I've been there. In fact, I used to live on Sugarloaf.
Yeah, yeah. That's from Mountain Kelly Meadows. Road West.
Ah, nice.
Well, Dream Canyon, to be exact.
Okay, you're not going to tell us who she was, though.
No.
We can't use her name on camera.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, and before I start asking you some embarrassing questions, I should mention Shana Beckham is our videographer, talented video editor for this entire program. So thanks to Shana for being here. Well, Derek, you grew up in Boulder, as I mentioned, and Boulder is known as a hotbed of all kinds of music, especially Americana and folk music and bluegrass, with places like E-Town and Boulder Theater and the Fox Theater and other venues, big and small, throughout the Boulder region. And up here in Nederland, we've got quite a few wonderful music venues as well. How did you come about to find yourself as a musician and a songwriter, especially?
Well, you know, I think it was a lucky thing, really. My parents, no one in my family plays music, but they love music. Like my dad, mom, you know, they live. Like my dad's life revolves around music, even though he doesn't touch an instrument or anything. So my whole life, I was surrounded by it, listening to it, growing up to everything from John Prine and Van Morrison and all those greats. And to be honest, like at the youngest age, as soon as I had my first CD and headphones and I was listening to Led Zeppelin 3 or whatever it was, like I was just dreamt of it. Even at that age, I can remember being like, oh, like, you know, dreaming of being a musician on stage and playing guitar and everything. And it wasn't, I found a guitar in my parents' attic, and it was an old, you know, department store guitar with the strings about an inch off the fretboard, and which was good to learn from because then I got strong. But yeah, you know, I think I learned, I grabbed it and I like figured out how to tune it up. I figured out in a Gata da Vida, just a little lick. And my dad was like, what the heck? Like, let's go get a guitar kind of thing. So, but yeah, growing up, my parents took me to a whole lot of music. I remember seeing music at Mountain Sun on Sundays. I have brief memories of Penny Lane as a kid, not like the, my parents always tell me stories about it, but, you know, being around even Red Rocks and the Fox, and growing up, my parents were nice enough to let me have the freedom to go see music, and through all of that, it was hard not to get inspired and get bit by that bug, you know? Yeah.
Well, let's hear a little bit more of that inspiration.
Cool. Yeah. This one's called On the Line.
Hide my sorrow without a bed, drive through the night and back into tomorrow. Yeah, well, years go by and wonder sets, is this road just a dead end? Like a lost old song crumpled up in the bottom of my trash bin. But it hurts you just to think that way and look down at what you've done. So just pack it up and pedal forth to beat that setting sun. Yeah, should've left your heart at home, son, 'cause this world is built for freaks. They chew you up and spit you out, leave you lying on the street. Well, now you take my hand and I'll take yours. I'll show you the way, I'll open your doors. What's ours is yours when you sign your name on the line, son. Never tastes as sweet as the first time your teeth sink. Ever since I've seen that finish line, I really started to think that this race was made for lunatics and businessmen alike. They'll take your pride, leave you lying by the side. Yeah, you should have left your heart at home, son, 'cause this world is built for freaks. They'll chew you up and spit you out, leave you lying on the street. Well, now you take my hand and I'll take yours. I'll show you the way. I'll open your doors with ours as yours when you sign your name on the line soon. I said your life is ours when you sign your name on the line soon.
I think you just answered my next question about the song, because that pretty much is a song about what it's like to be a songwriter.
Yeah.
If I got that
yeah.
right.
Oh, a musician and everything, yeah.
And I was going to ask you about traveling, you know, like, so, some of us, I know, you've got a full schedule, man. You're going to Texas and New Mexico and down south in the next couple of weeks and touring. And it looks like you are solidly booked. Mm-hmm. And maybe even getting to that benchmark of like 100 gigs a year, which is kind of
I try not to
tough. Know. Yeah. It's rough. And especially if you got loved ones at home, and there's that sort of quandary of when you're at home, you want to be out on the road playing, and when you're out on the road playing, you want to be back home, and you're sleeping in the back of your car.
Oh man, yeah.
And I know the back of your car is somewhere not to be described right now because it was
yeah.
stolen a couple of weeks ago.
Yes, yes.
So hopefully you've got a replacement vehicle. But why is touring important to you? Why is getting away from... You play a lot of gigs around here, and you could be playing gigs every weekend here in Colorado, but instead you choose to get out there on the road and go to far-off exotic places like Texas
yeah.
and Nashville. And,
good old
you know,
Gulf Coast.
Yeah.
yeah.
And aside from the fact that it's snowing here and it's
yeah.
warm and sunny there, why is getting out there so important to you?
Well, I think it's almost when you write these songs and you have all these songs in your docket and you play them, and obviously you have your hometown and you play them around, but you can only do so much in your hometown, and there's almost like that itch of like chasing the people who want to hear those songs, and the fact that like it's almost like once you do it, you can relate, and you go somewhere and you drive 1,000 miles and you realize there's this whole other community of people and folks that you tap into, and it's you know, at this point of where I'm going and what I want to do, I'm, like, so invested into it that I just, like, my mind has nowhere else to go when I look at my calendars. Like, a couple months in advance, I'm just, like, I get to work at any minute I can to make sure that they're full. And it's just, it also keeps me loving it, as strange as it sounds, and that can even really be a really hard struggle at times for me and for any musician of playing too much and getting burnt out and everything. But I've really, in the last few years, trying to master the art of just always loving it and never being too hard on yourself and never overthinking it and always just looking at the moment of, like, here I am just playing my guitar, something that I've always wanted to do, and I'm just, like, blessed at the fact that, you know, these days you could just hop on your laptop and go across the country, go across the world and play music. I mean, I play music so I can travel. Everyone loves to travel, you know, and that's one of the biggest reasons I play music, is so I can get out on that road, because I get stir crazy. I'm not married yet.
You hear that? Just in case there's anyone out there who might want to get his phone number right, it's 444-5999.
Yeah.
Operators are waiting for your call.
Yeah.
Are there songs that you feel more comfortable playing to an audience locally, or more comfortable playing to an audience that you've never met before?
That's a really good question. I think it's really, I love the playing to someone you've never met before, because it's that aspect of like shock like, you know, it's almost like you can see it, play a song and see their face react to the song kind of thing. It's something like starting over so fresh that I personally think I'd prefer to play all my songs to a newer audience for that reason. But I'd say I do have some songs that I'm scared to even play outside of the Republic of Boulder, Colorado. Because I don't want to make anyone mad in Texas. Yeah. Right?
But Texas is a far cry from Boulder, Colorado.
But as you know, there's like the feeling when you're playing a listening room and you have those songs where you're like, okay, people are actually listening. I'm going to play this song that means a lot to me and see if it means a lot to them.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're playing bars where it's crazy and people are watching a football game. You're not going to be like, throw your like most heartfelt song out there just to get your feelings hurt when everyone's watching the football game instead of your song, you know. So there's always a time and place for everything, for sure.
Well, what's another song you got for
me? I was going to do If Love Stinks, which is a song that I released, and it's on Spotify and on the whole world, featuring Vince Herman's guitar. Not Vince Herman, but at least got his guitar for it. This is a silly love song. It's happier than it sounds.
Salt in the kitchen, angry neighbor in my door. I sure know what I've been missing, the sweet lady I love. The way she smiles makes me dizzy, the way she sneezes makes me laugh. Her warm breath on my shoulder, well, she's the best and that's last. I ain't no daddy, just a son of a gun. She sat me down, said, listen here, son, the world's a mess, and love still stinks. Sitting with you really gets me thinking. Oh, where'd we go? Roller skating, dinner, and a show. If love stinks, Lord, let's get stinky. Give me your word and I'll give you my pinky. Well, she likes to give me trouble and poke some fun at me. Well, normally I'd get unsettled, but she's sweeter than a bee. When love is right, it don't expire, and if it does, you go to bed. You wake up early in the morning, you praise the words that she said. She said, I ain't no daddy, just a son of a gun. She sat me down, said, listen here, son, the world's a mess, and love still stinks. Sitting with you really gets me thinking. Yeah, whoa, where'd we go? Roller skating, dinner, and a show. Well, if love stinks, Lord, let's get stinky. Give me your word and I'll give you my pinky. If love stinks, Lord, let's get stinky. Give me your word, and I'll give you my pinky.
Thank you. If love stinks, you're a one-hit wonder.
Oh, I have a feeling the next song you do is hopefully going to be
the next
hit wonder. I'm going to talk about Dumb, Drunk, and Anxious for a minute. We work on our brand. As singers, songwriters, and performing musicians, we try to be filling some area of the consciousness that all the other singer-songwriters aren't filled. Like I'm the old fart from the 70s kind of singer-songwriter dude.
Oh, man.
Yeah. You know, holdover from the 70s but folk stuff. But you've got this really cool brand that I don't think anyone else I've ever seen in that last song nailed it perfectly. It's sort of redneck, hippie, vintage Western wear meets alcoholism in a way that like blends John Prine and Todd Snyder together in some weird love child kind of hybridization.
That's the nicest thing anyone's ever seen.
That's how I describe your brand.
Yeah,
do you see it that way?
I mean, I love that for sure. I mean, it's funny. I think big part of it is growing up in Boulder. I was a huge hippie my whole life growing up. I was going to see Grateful Dead shows or Further, whatever it was at the time. And that had a huge impact on my life. I played in Flash Mountain Flood, and we were like a rock and roll jam band. So that really like shaped who I was musically and who I like turned out to be. But I also had this other part of my life that was totally like growing up listening to John Prine and songwriters and like that love for that music as well. And I think it's really cool that they're two completely different scenes, and they're both so welcoming. I always say, like, the hippies don't mind that I'm a little country, and the country folk don't mind that I'm a little hippie.
Wherever I go, yeah.
It's like they all think it's kind of cool. Yeah, or it's like it's different, and I am thankful for that, and I always strive to be weird and as different as I can, and I think that comes out in my writing. I try to have a songwriting style where I can make you laugh and cry in the same song kind of thing. It's like sometimes what I shoot for. You know, woeful 1 second and half, you know, just bouncing back and forth.
I totally see that in your song, right?
But, you know, I attribute that to where I grew up, the community that raised me, the parents that raised me, the Boulder, Colorado kind of made me, watch out where you raise your kids, folks.
So you kind of got your start as the bass player for Flash Mountain Flood, and they hit the big time, and then kind of, they're still getting together every once in a while for reunions, and you're playing with them.
Yeah.
But then you kind of went off on this tangent as a singer, as a solo singer-songwriter, and your writing really took the forefront.
Yeah.
For that, and it's a way of getting your own songs out there outside of this other band that you play in. And I'm wondering, where do you see yourself in, like, 5 years? Are you going to do both?
Yeah.
You want to pursue both avenues?
Yeah. You know, I mean, and that the thing with Flash, too, is that we hit it so hard at a young age, then we got to a point where, like, you know, people did have kids and people had to figure out things. And the beauty of anything is, I think it's almost just like when you're playing your guitar, is you can put it down, and then you can just come back and kind of pick it up at any time, and it's always going to be there, and it's always still a thing. So, you know, we were hitting it hard for so long that now, yeah, we play every here and there. We do have a show at the Fox Theater January 22nd. But other than that, you know, my whole life is revolved around music. I, like, truly try to live and breathe it, and it's like every second of my life I'm thinking about it. So like we were saying earlier, like the reason why I'm driving across the country, putting like 10,000 plus miles on my car in a summer, is just because like I think if I'm not giving it my 100%, then it's like what am I doing? You know, if this mm-hmm. is in 5 years, I just hope that I could still be doing this. You know, I'm thankful that I can buy groceries and, you know, pay my rent at the end of the night. Like, if you ask me, in my mind, I feel like I made it. I'm just, like, thankful to be here, even just to be sitting playing music for anybody. It's truly a blessing. So I just hope that I'll keep it going. If it's a gradual up and hopefully not too gradual down in the next 5 years, then I'll be happy. Yeah.
Well, we certainly appreciate you being here with us tonight.
Thank you.
I got one more song for us?
Yeah, I do.
Thanks again for joining us.
You leaded it perfectly. This is Dumb, Drunk, and Anxious. And should I tell a little story behind it?
Sure, go ahead.
Yeah, okay. So this song's funny. I was up on the hill in Boulder, Colorado, the place where all the students hang out, and I was walking around. It was at the end of the night where I was in a particular mood, and a college kid came up to me and said, "Hey, can you describe your life in 3 words?" And without much hesitation, I said, "Dumb, drunk, and anxious." And we both laughed about it, the student and me, and they probably put it in their presentation or whatever it was in class. And I took it and ended up making it the name of my tour. And that was when I drove to Nashville, and I drove to Mexico, and was up in Montana for a little while, and that was this last summer. And it was called the Dumb, Drunk, and Anxious Tour. And through that whole tour, I ended up just writing the Dumb, Drunk, and Anxious song as well. So, okay.
Dumb, Drunk, and Anxious.
But I'd rather sit in my head. And there's a pretty girl next door. She likes to twirl. Yeah, 2 steps forward and 1 step back. And she calls me by my name through the window pane. But the sound of my sadness drowns her out. And now I'm dumb, drunk, and anxious. Any order you choose. Well, I'm dumb, drunk, and anxious over you. Should have called my mom. I should tell her things went wrong. Lord, I hope she knows I tried. Yeah, and I still dream of rain coming flooding down the plain. And I'm rowing my boat gently while I sink. And I'm screaming why. Why must I cry? Lord, why must I always follow the rain? 'Cause now I'm dumb, drunk, and anxious. Well, any order you choose. Well, I'm dumb, drunk, and anxious over you. Well, you left me down in Kansas, and I was howling at the moon. Well, I'm dumb, drunk, and anxious over you. Well, lost bets and pearl snap caps. She told me that she loves me, don't believe her yet. Just leaning on a broken heart from yesterday. Wish I could get some sleep tonight. Been tossing and turning since the morning light. Wondering if I'll ever make it right. 'Cause now I'm dumb, drunk, and anxious. Any order you choose. Well, I'm dumb, drunk, and anxious over you.
Eric Engel.
Thank you. Appreciate it. That's great. Thank you. It was a pleasure to be here. Appreciate you guys for listening, too. Thanks so much.
That's a wrap.
Yeah.
Thank you for listening to this Nederland Community Library recording. To find more programs, visit nedlib.org.